RTE2FM. Now, a recent study has shown that healthy people are taking toxic levels of vitamin D supplements because of a pandemic myth and are putting themselves at increased risk of breaking their bones. And this got us talking about our own vitamin and supplement routines and asking the question, are we taking too much? Well, very happy to say that dietitian Orla Walsh is with me now to answer exactly that. Orla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Good, good. Listen, first question, right? Do we need to take multivitamins and supplements?
Most people, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I know the line is, oh, you can get everything from a lovely balanced diet. But do people have balanced various diets more often than not? No.
And also, I actually have no idea what a balanced diet is.
Most people don't. And even when we look into it and look at it more specifically, you're like, okay, well, you know, it's kind of an insurance blanket for a lot of people, okay. And that's fine. It's about what supplement you're taking and the doses within that supplement, because often we'd say, oh, listen, you can get everything from a balanced diet,
yeah.
But you know, do take vitamin D every day, especially from Halloween to Paddy's Day.
Okay.
But if you have brown skin, take it all year round. And, you know, if you're childbearing age, do take folic acid. 1 in 2 pregnancies aren't planned.
Wow.
And then we'll go on further and go, oh, you don't eat fish. Okay, well, if you don't eat fish, you'll need an omega-3. And this goes on and on and on. And you're like looking at their iodine intake going, do you know what? You don't actually consume enough dairy. Your iodine intake is poor as well. So we need to look at that. And before you know it, people are taking lots of individual stuff.
Okay.
And that's hard to remember to do.
Yeah.
And it can get complicated.
It's inconvenient as well. Like.
It is, because then someone will go into a pharmacy and they'll get vitamin D, but they didn't realise there's also X, Y, and Z into it.
Yeah.
And then you have an issue where people are taking too much of any one thing.
Zinc or
and
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so sometimes it doesn't really matter all that much, like vitamin B and vitamin C, although we still wouldn't, you know, we get people to err on the side of caution. Like if you take too much vitamin C, you'll end up with the scuthers. You'll end up, you know, on the loo.
Yeah.
So that's not a good idea, especially if you're taking it at the same time as your contraceptive pill or something and that
okay.
you definitely want to absorb. So generally speaking, B vitamins and C vitamins are water soluble. You'll wee out excess. So you've got expensive pee at the end of it. But
that's one of those things where it's like you see, if you take a vitamin B supplement or whatever, and suddenly you have like highlighter pee.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
I know.
And you think you're dying, because nobody's explained to you that actually this is fine. Don't worry about it.
And each supplement is different. So I'm pregnant at the moment. I'm taking a pregnancy supplement, and to say it's fluorescent, and every day I know it's coming, but every day I'm like, good grief, it actually looks like a highlighter pen. It's just nuts. So you know, it is knowing what to take and how much, and we do quite easily take excess. But do we need to take supplements for the vast majority of people? Absolutely. I suppose with the vitamin D thing, people are now calling it myths and everything else, but it was more, listen, we thought that it might help.
Sure.
And vitamin D definitely does. You don't want to be deficient in it, and lots and lots and lots of people are.
Is vitamin D, you can't absorb calcium without vitamin D. Is that right? Or is it?
Yeah. So vitamins and minerals have pals, right?
Yeah.
And they can help each other out. So
yeah.
allies, but they can also have enemies. So magnesium helps vitamin D do its thing. Vitamin D helps calcium do its thing.
Okay. Wow.
But then iron and calcium fight. So it's just like, a schoolyard or something.
So
you just have to
it's
be
a real thing. You have to, you kind of have to strike a balance. Like you do.
Oh, 100%.
You really need to know that you're getting the right amount of stuff. So say with Irish people, right, we get basically zero sun all year round. Now, it's changed in the last couple of years with climate change or whatever else. But what vitamins specifically would you say that Irish people need?
So Irish people need to take, adults would need to take 15 micrograms of vitamin D every day from Halloween to March.
Uh-huh.
And if they have brown skin, just say if they're black and Irish, they would have to take it all year round.
Okay.
With kids, it depends on their age. So it's generally 5 micrograms for the little ones, 10 for the bigger ones.
Mm.
But at the same time, you know, it's how consistent are you being? So if you buy the vitamin D jellies for your kids, yes, they're being very consistent because they love them, and they'll remind you if you forget. And then it can be hard as well with the application. So if you have a baby, they recommend these vitamin D drops that are next near impossible to get into their gob, let alone keep it in there. You just see it swimming out of their little mouths. So for them, I would say a vitamin D spray is much handier, you know, just make them open their mouths and smile and before they know it. But that said, there's all these nuances. So again, if it's a baby, if the baby is formula fed and gets, you know, kind of a few bottles a day of formula, then it won't need extra vitamin D. So there's all these nuances. It's not totally straightforward, and that's why people get confused. But supplements are used to not just because we can't get enough from our diet, just say.
Okay.
Or it's not just a case of deficiency, where 40% of Irish women who menstruate would be at risk of deficiency. But it's also, for example, if you take metformin, a drug that or have a reflux medication. So metformin's used for PCOS and type 2 diabetes. Reflux medications are used for lots of different people. But if you're taking these meds, you actually need a vitamin B12 supplement if you're taking them. So there's medications that you, supplements you need in response to the medications you're taking.
That's really interesting. So it is kind of, it really needs to be tailored to the person who is taking it.
It's kind 100%.
Of less good to have sort of a blanket plan for everybody or whatever.
Exactly. Because then you have supplements that are kind of used as a medicinal treatment. So if someone has migraine, they might need vitamin B2 and magnesium.
Okay.
Plus or minus coenzyme Q10. Okay. And so again, it's not just to fill in nutrient gaps. It's not just to correct deficiencies. It's in response to the medications you're taking or the conditions and diseases you'll likely have, because most people have something.
We talked about at the very start about vitamin D and the fact that people were taking too much of it. And I think probably, you know, throughout the pandemic and, you know, the news and that kind of thing were affecting their thoughts about vitamin D. What can be the outcomes if you're taking, if you're regularly taking too much of, say, vitamin D for an example?
So if you take too much vitamin D, it can make, it can actually, you can end up absorbing too much calcium.
Okay.
And you see what, and then your blood results go all off. Mm-hmm. We know that there's kind of toxic levels of lots of things. And the amount of vitamin D people were taking was over 5 times what we actually recommend.
Wow, okay.
So it's a really super duper mega dose.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important to go to your GP, get your bloods checked and make sure your vitamin D levels are, generally the measurement they use is they want it between 50 and 100.
Okay.
Just depends on what their goals are, but generally that. And it's when it goes much higher than that, even twice as high as that, it can make your calcium absorption go higher. And often people are taking other things. They might be taking a multivitamin and a vitamin D and a cod liver and oil, and all of a sudden there's vitamin D in everything.
Yeah.
And they're taking far more vitamin D than they realize.
Okay.
And they might be taking a calcium supplement, but they're also getting 3 to 5 portions of dairy a day, which we advocate and want people to do, but now they're getting twice as much calcium as they need.
Yeah.
And this can cause calcification in the blood, and just too much calcium is a bad thing.
Yeah.
In the same way that too little is. So it's a very much a Goldilocks scenario.
Yes.
You know, too little is a problem and too much is a problem.
What about activity levels? Like, or what you need and, you know, what you, how much is too much? Is that affected by how active a life you might live?
It depends what vitamin or mineral you're looking at.
Okay.
But body size would as well.
Right.
So, and age.
Yeah.
So our, what age we are, how big we are, how much fat we have on our body.
Uh-huh.
So for example, vitamin D is a fat stored vitamin. And generally, if you have more fat in your body, you need more vitamin D.
Okay.
Similarly, if you have more fat in your body, you may need more folic acid.
Okay.
And then in body size as well. So it actually does need to be tailored to the individual, and they're trying their best. They came out with new vitamin D guidelines and they're quite helpful because they're no longer white centric because it was very much speaking to the white people of Ireland.
Oh, that's
not
interesting. Yeah. Because it's obviously, you've said it, that there are different needs based on, you know.
It used to wreck my head, especially of a family of mixed heritage.
Yeah.
So it was really annoying that they didn't actually have different rules and regulations, you know,
that's
based on the different people that they're referring
to. The population's completely change. So those like recommendations completely out of date.
Yeah, well, they weren't talking to 15% of the country.
So, yes.
It was kind of frustrating, but now they've done a better job. And so they have them dedicated to age and then ethnicity and skin colour.
That's really interesting. And so I think people would, a lot of people maybe would start their day like with their multivitamin or whatever. If you're
well, I hope so.
If you're a lick, like yeah. start your day with your multivitamin or whatever. But does it matter what time of day you take your multivitamins and your supplements?
It does generally. So yeah. Again, with the multivitamins, the people I want to be taking them generally aren't taking them.
Okay.
And the people who probably don't need to
are taking them. Like
so
clockwork.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But with a multivitamin, you might take that with a meal and that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're taking iron, for example, that's notoriously taken wrong.
Okay.
So often people go, oh, I'm anemic, but I can't take iron because it gives me constipation. First thing in the morning, mm-hmm. with water, not mm-hmm. with orange juice, not with tea or coffee.
Okay.
An hour before breakfast and
wow.
every other day rather than every
day. Very specific.
Yeah. So yeah. it's first thing in the morning with water, an hour before tea, coffee or breakfast, and every other day rather than every day.
And it'll work properly then.
It will improve your levels and reduce gut upset. So that's really important.
Yeah.
But then if you're, for example, taking magnesium for one reason or another, we'll go back to PCOS,
yeah,
polycystic ovarian syndrome, which 1 in 10 women have. You might actually go, okay, well, take that at nighttime because it might help with sleep.
Okay.
But again, when it comes to magnesium, you have to be careful because there's lots of different varieties available. Some go back to the scuthers again.
Yeah.
Some give you diarrhea and some don't. So again, you know, a magnesium glycinate or something or bisglycinate yeah. would be a better choice. And again, we might bring that into the evening time in case it helps that person with
okay.
their sleep.
Okay. You were talking about the expensive pee earlier
yes.
on, right? So are a lot of people wasting the vitamins that they're buying?
Oh, 100%.
Through expensive pee.
Yeah, a lot of people are giving themselves
expensive
pee. And the probiotics are the expensive poo.
Okay.
So the majority of probiotics sold in the market don't do anything. There's only a handful that are actually good and I'd recommend them. With a lot of the vitamins and minerals, they you know, they're just wasting money. But it's when you take multiple ones. So I suppose my job as a dietitian is to look at someone's diet. And this is what we do in clinic, or is just look at someone's diet and go, okay, these are the nutritional gaps. We'll make food first always.
Okay.
And then if we can't, then we supplement. But for example, if someone again was in the clinic, and generally you always put that person, both partners, on a multivitamin or multivitamin designed for pregnancy.
Okay, that's,
during that time.
There's a couple of texts here from listeners about the vitamins that they're taking. Might throw one or two at you if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Someone says, question, if I take multivitamins, vitamin D, etc. every day, should I stop taking them before getting my bloods done to get more accurate blood results?
No, because like I said, some of them are like the B and C are just water soluble.
Yeah.
We're peeing those out. But if you're taking multivitamin, you probably don't need to take a vitamin D as well.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So that's, I do these questions and answers on my Instagram. And that's often one I'm like, you don't need both. If you're taking multivitamin, it will have vitamin D in it.
Okay. Good to know. So Catherine said, can you please ask Orla what to take for restless legs? Horrendous every night. I took up running years ago and fitness classes twice a week. Am I missing something?
There's a few different things there. It could be B vitamins, it could be iron deficiency. But one thing restless legs as well would tweak in my head is there a family history of celiac disease or thyroid disease or type 1 diabetes or certain things related to celiac mm-hmm. disease? Because again, restless legs can be a symptom of undiagnosed celiac disease.
Okay.
I'm not saying that person has it, but 1% of the Irish population have it.
Yeah.
And if she had a brother or sister who has celiac disease, she has 1 in 10 chance now.
Okay.
So again, as soon as I hear restless legs, I would consider that.
Yeah.
But because she's taken up activity and she's more active now, I would actually wonder about her iron levels.
Okay, that's interesting. And is it worth maybe a trip to the GP?
A trip to the GP. You'd have to ask them to check the folate or the folic acid,
okay,
as well as the vitamin B12. And for iron, you would need to check your iron stores as well. So
okay.
Ferritin is the word she needs to remember.
Okay, ferritin. A chef someone says, oh, he's there, this person is a chef on magnesium. Can I ask about leg cramps?
Oh, yeah. So there might be some a bit of research in terms of magnesium and leg cramps.
Okay.
So just make sure you're taking the right one. So magnesium citrate or magnesium glycinate, mm-hmm. really, just to make sure you're actually absorbing it, mm-hmm. And then to reduce gut issues. And maybe if you're taking one of those, you might take it at nighttime.
Okay. And one more for you here. Someone says, how do you fix bad breath that's gut related and not oral hygiene related?
Okay. I'll go back to that chef once. Just I figured with the chef as well, he's probably in a sweaty environment and a hot environment. So it could be just dehydration. So maybe an electrolyte drink.
Okay.
Try that every
day.
Like a
diorolite maybe
and just
like
see if that, because it's probably a long time on his feet.
Yeah.
So put your legs in the air when you get home as well to get the blood back.
Brilliant.
To the other
love that.
Sorry, what was the other person?
The other one was, how do you fix bad breath that's gut related and not oral hygiene related?
So that's common enough, and it might be an intolerance. And often we see when people come in with intolerance and we correct it, that their breath goes back to, well, normal or better than it's ever been.
Yeah.
So for example, if someone can't tolerate the fructans and garlic or onions or something like that, sometimes it can lead to bad breath.
Yeah.
And I presume that person flosses as well as brushes their teeth.
They seem to be
on the ball there.
On the ball there. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Just finally, Orla, best iron supplement for a woman who's trying for a baby.
Well, just be aware that there is iron in your multivitamin. Okay. And do make sure you're taking one that's suitable for pregnancy, because you won't know you're pregnant until a few weeks after you are.
Yes.
And then I would get bloods checked to see what your iron levels like before, because again, a bit more than 1 in 100 people in Ireland have a risk of high iron levels and called hemochromatosis. And if that's the case and she's taken iron on top of that and she didn't know she had hemochromatosis, it could end up with iron overload, and that eventually damages the liver, but it also makes you feel manky on a day in, day out basis.
Before I let you go, Orla, can people go to a dietitian, get a test and find out exactly what they need?
We don't do tests. What we do is kind of look at the diet and analyze it from that point of view.
You said food first.
Yeah, because even from a blood test, like, you can check iron, you can check B12, you can check folic acid and vitamin D. You can't really check anything else.
Sure.
And the tests aren't necessarily, even if people offer them, all that sensitive or specific.
Okay.
So it's better to go look at the diet on a whole and then get recommendations off that.
Okay, that's really interesting. And if you are not feeling great and you think it might be, you know, something to do with levels or, you know, something you're taking or not taking, like, I assume recommended is to visit a professional, to visit a GP or to...
Yeah, to go to your GP to let them know you're not feeling well and book in with a registered dietitian.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that they are CORU registered. So CORU.
Brilliant.
So CORU registered dietitian.
What are you taking at the moment?
Me? well, pregnant. So I have my pregnancy multimineral multivitamin that I take every day.
Yeah.
I take an omega-3, and every other day I take iron.
It's brilliant. Or it's fascinating, actually, because as you said, I'd say there's a lot of expensive pee in the toilets.
Well, right? My highlighter pee at the moment.
You're a highlighter
so some
pee.
Some of it is coming out the other end.
Exactly. Orla, thanks a million for coming to chat to me this morning. Dietitian Orla Walsh talking to us about vitamin and supplement routines. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.